I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, August 27th. Growing fear and anxiety are rippling through Springfield's Haitian community. Since the end of temporary protected status for Haiti, ICE agents with the Department of Homeland Security have increased arrests of Haitian immigrants. Among those recently detained is a well-known pastor and a friend to many. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has reaction.
Last week at a Sunoco station on South Limestone Street in Springfield, ICE agents detained Haitian pastor Gilbert Joubert Adrian and Victor Yonel. Both are now in custody at the Butler County Jail. According to the faith-based group G92, Yonel's wife and another woman were also in the vehicle. ICE agents released them.
We are seeing more men being detained, leaving wives and children behind to face uncertainty, fear, and financial hardship.
Vilas Dorsonville is the executive director of the Haitian Support Center. He says Adrian is married with two children. ICE agents later went to the Adrian home. The pastor's wife did not open the door, and the agents left. Dorsonville says more than 160 of Springfield's Haitian immigrants have been deported to Haiti. He and his staff of two are juggling calls from families needing help. Many are suddenly thrust into survival mode with limited access to resources because they fear leaving their home.
We cannot sit back and watch families suffer in silence. Children crying for food, families separated, desperation and people's voices. And we are reminded that behind every statistic is a human being, is a human life.
This Sunday, the Springfield Haitian Support Center and G92 are inviting pastors from across the city and nationwide to rally in support of Haitian immigrants. Here's Dorsonville.
We ask you to stand with us because we are human beings, and human beings should never be indifferent to the suffering of other human beings.
Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
The Democratic candidate for governor has received an endorsement from a major police group as she speaks out on her positions on some issues involving law enforcement. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Police have been using flock cameras to solve crimes, but that worries privacy advocates. When asked about flock cameras, Acton says she wants a comprehensive overview of all public safety and emergency response.
I absolutely know that we have had, as Governor DeWine has said, many crimes solved due to the use of technology.
Acton also came out against a possible ballot issue to end qualified immunity, making it easier to sue police. The Ohio Patrolman's Benevolent Association has endorsed Acton, and leaders said they also appreciate her support for collective bargaining for police officers and strengthening police pensions. Other police groups have endorsed Acton's Republican opponent, Vivek Ramaswamy, including the Fraternal Order of Police. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The state will appeal a federal judge's ruling against a law requiring Ohioans to show proof of citizenship when registering to vote at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The law is on hold for now, but another ruling could come down before voter registration ends October 5th. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Showing proof of citizenship is not required for online voter registration. Northern District Federal Judge Solomon Oliver wrote the law makes registering at the BMV more onerous and could lead to fewer registrations. Katie Paris with the group Red, Wine, and Blue, which filed the lawsuit, says a third of voters register at the BMV.
Why are they requiring more red tape just to register to vote than is required if you, register, say, online?
Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who is the defendant in this case, said in a statement that an appeal will be filed and, quote, I will vigorously defend our legal authority to safeguard our voter rolls and protect the integrity of Ohio's elections, end quote. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The Great Miami Riverway promotes tourism along 100 miles of the river corridor, from the history of nuclear power in Piqua to surfing in Dayton. Now, Jungle Jim's International Market and other destinations in Fairfield are joining the mix. The city is the 23rd member to join the regional partnership, which was founded a decade ago to drive economic development, riverfront investment, and tourism. Sarah Hippensteel Hall is with the Miami Conservancy District, which organizes the coalition. She says its efforts are working.
We've done nothing but grow in regards to tourism impact, and our visitor spending is over $700 million in 2025. That's a total economic impact of $1.2 billion. For the Riverway footprint itself, we're really excited about that.
She says by working together, riverfront communities are building a more connected region in Southwest Ohio. Look for dry conditions for the foreseeable future after some of us got some rain and thunderstorms overnight. We're looking at summer-like temperatures returning to the area starting today with a high in the mid-80s. Should be dry for the rest of the week and into this weekend with highs getting up to near 90 by the time we get to Sunday. And looking ahead to the beginning of next week, temperatures will be in the 90s. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Mike Fraser.